Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
We're talking out the injury situation, the quarterback situation. Joe Burrow's practice window has been opened. And who knows? Maybe he beats Brock Purdy to the field. There's a Brandon Ayuk's practice window is not opening. Ricky, whatever his last name is, they're hopeful that he's going to play this week. And Brock is just up the staircase.
Yep.
Like, yep, we're going to keep on progressing and see what happens. That's kind of the word. But listen to this back and forth yesterday after the game on Purdy's health, and the questions are being asked by our buddy Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard.
Was Brock to being the backup today?
He could have gone, definitely. I just decided to hold him, not put him in that situation.
How'd you feel, Mac? He's probably never going to be 100% again this season. Is there, at some point, do you just have to play him knowing that he's not going to be 100%?
Yes, it depends on how close to 100% he gets. Our dilemma, or what we're trying not to do, is put him out in the situation we did versus Jacksonville 5 weeks ago or six, whatever it was. So I do believe he's closer and further along than what he was at that time. So hopefully he'll have a chance this week.
I mean, here's the other thing that I want to throw into the conversation
that we're all having. I was actually thinking the same thing.
Well, but you don't know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
You're going to say, well, if you're trying not to throw him into that same situation that you did against Jacksonville,
yeah,
why did you do that? Because he clearly wasn't like 100%. And right. So Kyle's saying, we're not going to put him in the same situation we did against Jacksonville, but why did you do that against Jacksonville?
Well, I mean, okay.
Is that what you were going to say?
Well,
kind of.
A form of it. What right. I was going to say is, I accept.
All right, Randy.
Boy, we're sitting here talking about taking accountability, right? Did the Niners not just admit they made a mistake week four? To me, you have to accept that.
Well, he didn't say that, but...
No, yeah, he did. We don't want to do that again.
I made a mistake and stuff.
Does he have to use that word?
You're welcome.
They clearly feel that didn't work out. That was a mistake. You have to accept that, or else you're just being a jerk. I believe. That's all. They messed up. They've said it. Now, to your point, why? Why would they have done that? Don't forget, yes, they were 3-0, but what was the game they had just played? They had just beat Arizona 16-15.
Yeah.
It was not well played offensively. They completely got away with one because Marvin Harrison is a wacko.
Huh?
And so I think that they're thinking, yeah, let's get our quarterback back. Mac beat the Saints. That's fun. And then we beat Arizona somehow. We didn't deserve it, but we did.
Upton Stout.
Yeah, let's get our quarterback back, and let's push this a little bit. Let's roll the dice. And they came up snake eyes. And now they're saying, that was a whoopsie-daisy. We don't want to do that again. I accept that. You messed up. But what do we want when people mess up? Just be like, yeah, we shouldn't do that again. That was wrong.
Yeah, but that's not what that was.
What do you mean?
That was not a full, like, mea culpa.
Well, but what do you want, an apology? Like,
I don't want or need that.
It's not the first time he said it. They have said repeatedly the last few weeks, we don't want to do what we did against Jacksonville. We put him in a bad spot.
Right. So, like, are you going to ever play him again? Like, are you going to wait until next year?
I think they've asked him that. No, he has said, like he just said last week, I am, and he said it with a tone of like, yeah, I'm pretty confident he's playing this year. That was his tone.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, is he going to play this week or like, where are we when he plays?
Possibly.
Where are we when he plays relative to where he was when he played against Jacksonville?
Well, he has.
That's the question.
They've said repeatedly that he's already better than he was then, but they're very hesitant to make the same mistake. I don't know. Can we not appreciate that? Like,
I mean, yeah, sure. We can appreciate it. It's fine. I mean,
it's understandable.
It's understandable. Yeah, I don't have a deep appreciation for it because, like, you played him against Jacksonville because you thought that he was ready. He practiced Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You played him and he got hurt. And since then, he's not played. And he's not practiced Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So if this week he goes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and he practices with the ones and he goes out and he plays and he gets hurt again, then it's the same thing.
He has done Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but just limited.
Right.
So two weeks in a row, he's practiced every day.
But not taking the snap with the ones, all the snaps. And that's what he wants.
All right, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Barry in Burlingame. Hi, Barry. Thank you for waiting. What's up?
You bet. You bet. I have a theory about the pronunciation of Purcell.
Purcell, yes, please.
They have a player whose last name, if you look at it phonetically, you would think it's Ferrell, but actually it's pronounced Furl. So I think he's just come up with these geographic,
Furl and Purcell?
I think he's just, yeah, there you go. Sounds like something you'd say in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Whatever. All right. Here's my beef. My beef is, and it's a little related to what you've been talking about regarding the aggressive timeline that they pursued with Brock, but it has to do with other players. Why halfway through a season in which they do not have a bye for another month, are they holding what I hear? I don't go to practices. You guys, some of you are there at least for the beginning.
Yeah, here or there.
Why are they having what are described as full-on, which I assume means some contact, practices that are getting guys injured? I mean, they lost, Collins this week to a hip? I think Matos went down during a practice most recently. I just find that insane.
Barry, that is there's no team that's not doing that. I don't know if that helps. Like, your larger point can be a fair one, but nobody doesn't practice at any point during the year. You know what I mean?
I'm not suggesting that they not practice. I'm suggesting that given the context, given how many people they have been losing serially week by week by week by week, I'm just wondering if not modulating or dialing back their normal regimen might not have been warranted. And then I wonder what that says that, they pushed their $53 million quarterback into practice. This is kind of Grandy's point. Just over 2 weeks after the original injury. I mean, it was 16 days or so.
Yep.
And, I go to Dr. ChatGPT, and my interpretation of the mildest form of this injury is that maybe 3 weeks, but if it's a moderate form, it's 4 to 6. So, anyway, to me, those two things are not unrelated. And I wonder if any of you think maybe they ought to be rethinking the way they handle stuff mid-season. I get your point.
Yeah.
Beginning of the year, yeah, you got to practice. I totally get that. But this has been like an apocalyptic year, And I don't sense that they've really made any adjustments in the way they do things.
Yeah, interesting, Barry. Thanks very much. To me, culture has a whole lot to do with this. And I'm no expert, but I would bet that someone in NFL circles would say, if you start dialing it back, if you practiced at half speed or practiced less or did things that were not padded or whatever, you're actually, in their opinion, opening yourself up to even worse injury. Like a lot, it's almost like building a callus, right? Like
right.
In the NFL, you've got to get out there and play and hit people and kind of keep that sort of activity level up, or else you're not going to be ready for football games. I've never played a football game in my life, but that's kind of what I'm told. I've never, ever heard of a team, even beset by injuries, like taking their foot off the gas for a practice week late in the season.
And we actually don't know what they do and whether or not they are actually dialing it back or dialing it up in the regular season, because by the time it gets to like the practice portion of the practice, all the reporters are out. They don't get to see it. So we don't actually get to know totally what they're doing and whether or not that these people are getting hurt with like major contact or light contact or anything.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And it's also Monster Monday, presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Yeah, I just think there's also, when I say it's about culture, like in the NFL, they are so used to people going down that it's just, that's how they do it. You someone gets hurt, it's almost like sort of the way I envision being in battle or whatever if you're a member of the armed forces. Like if someone goes down, you kind of worry about it later. You got to keep going. That's just the mentality of it. You can disagree with it, but that's kind of because there's always injuries.
Yep.
And I think we know about the practice injuries for the Niners because that's the team we follow. Let me promise you, there are injuries in every team's practices every week. Every week you're seeing, oh, he popped up on the injury report on a Thursday or on a Friday or whatever. Like it happens every single week for almost every team.
And we're more in tune with this one and this team because they lead football, and that's a narrative and it's a fact, but it's also something that we all keep an eye on because they have so many players who are injured all the time, so many lost games due to injury that we have our antenna up for that all the time.
Dre is in Lemoore. Hi, Dre. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, you guys. I think the last caller had a good point. You know, from what I understand, Purdy has been practicing. And if he's got this toe thing going on that Patrick Willis had to retire from, he shouldn't even be throwing the ball, as far as I'm concerned. Now, this is going to be my third game out of state. I recently moved to Arizona, so I'm going to be at the Niner
Cardinals
game.
Nice.
I've been to Minnesota before. I've been to Pittsburgh. Been to Candlestick many, many times. Santa Clara, I burned my butt off over there plenty of times. But I don't want to see Purdy on that field. You know, I think the Niners still have a chance to make the playoffs. They're going to win 10 games. And what I've been trying to tell these Ram fans, Raider fans, is that, okay, you guys go without Stafford most of the year. You guys go without your two best wide receivers. Even the Green Bay fans, take Love away, take Micah Parsons away. Take Kraft away for six games. Their best middle linebacker. What is their win total? I mean, it's crazy. And if I can say one more thing, the Niners are the best traveling team there is. I asked you guys about a year ago, and I kept telling you, Jody Mack seems to think that they're nothing. You see how they took over New York? I mean, you guys told me to go to Vivid. I don't remember where you said to go, but they have to be the top three traveling fan base in the NFL. Am I wrong?
No, the thing you're referencing, Vivid Seats, they handed out an award last year. They actually tracked this all year.
It was crazy.
And they awarded one fan base of the year based on how they travel. And the 49er fan base won that award. That's a fact. So yeah, whatever, Jody Mack. I mean, Jody Mack, I know Jody. Jody's been around for 1,000 years, and he's a Philly guy, And so you're not going to penetrate that wall. 49ers are, you know, wine and cheese in San Francisco and soft, whatever. He's coming at you from a point that happened 40 years ago. It's just not that anymore. Does that make the Niner fan base the quote-unquote best fan base? Whatever. That's a weird kind of an opinion thing. I don't even know how to quantify that. But are they the best traveling fan base? Yeah. I mean, the data would say yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, check any game, and right, including you know, the next game in Arizona, where it's going to be a lot of red, and it'll be more, you know, it'll be more red for the Niners than red for the Cardinals.
Hard to tell in this one, but
a ton of red. But all you need to know is when Kyle Juszczyk gets a catch, just listen, and when you hear the Jews chants, that to me is always the best way to gauge like how many fans are actually there.
It's tough though. If they hand him the ball on fourth and one and he goes for negative one, there might actually be some boos. But it's not Kyle that they're, well, it is Kyle they're booing. It's the
right,
other
it's
Kyle.
It's the other Kyle,
the other
right?
Kyle. Yeah, the other Kyle. So anyway, 888-957-9570 is the number. Boy, this the whole thing's tough. It's just tough. You know, he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply,
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Even just said it here, like, that's turf toe, man. That ended Patrick Willis's career. They're not the same thing. One is in Patrick's foot, and the other one's in Brock's foot.
Right.
And I can't compare them. I know y'all want to. There are, like, at least three grades of turf toe. So you can't just be like, turf toe, Joe Burrow did this, Patrick Willis did this, so Brock Purdy should do that. You like, come on. And we've all pushed it before. I did this once. I worked a job where my weekends were Monday and Tuesday. So I worked Wednesday through the weekend. This is probably, I don't know, I was in my mid-20s. And I got a hernia.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I needed surgery.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
Umbilical, inguinal.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's the one that's...
I've always pronounced it inguinal, but...
You could be right.
Yeah.
I might be wrong.
No, it might be personal.
That's the one that is south of the border.
Yeah. That's south of the border
what
with me.
What is going on here?
No, I had a
We're
hernia,
talking
Grandy.
About medicine, Grandy.
Dibs gets... You notice
For the
that?
Love of God.
No, he gets very activated and excited when we talk about this. Yes, Dibs, I've had surgery too.
The hernia is not like a broken femur. Like, you have a bone, the femur. A hernia can be a number of different things that herniate.
That's correct.
Good God, Grady. Yeah. Grow up.
Thanks for educating me, Dibs.
I'm trying.
I don't. Yeah.
You and Fitz. What is going on?
Well, no, I think he's more referencing the fact that all of a sudden we're talking about my inguinal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly
yeah,
it.
That's
exactly.
The one so, that is south of the border.
I want to talk about Brock's toe. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, no, but
we're getting there.
I have a point. Anyway, so I did the surgery on a Friday because I'm like, I'm gonna be tough master, and I'm gonna do the surgery on a Friday, and then I'm gonna be back at work on Wednesday. Now the doctor told me take at least a full week off.
Okay.
But I'm like, yeah, doc.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
So.
I'm like,
this guy actually was a doctor.
I'm like, that's for soft people. But I nodded my head and I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. You know, a week, we're going to do like 4 days off.
Fine.
Then I'm going to work. And then I showed up. It was an evening job. I think 4 o'clock I had to report. I showed up at 4 o'clock and I worked an 8-hour shift. And dibs, by the time I dragged my body to the car, I used to get off of work at about 10 at night, maybe midnight, depending on when I started. Dragged myself to the car, opened the car door, sat down in the seat, and cried.
Wow.
For about 10 minutes. Mm. I was in that kind of pain. So then I had to tell my boss, I need the next day or two off.
And he said?
He got pissed.
Oh.
He got pissed because
he told you up front.
No, when I said, well, the doctor said I should take a full week. He goes, then you should have told me that from the beginning and we would have given you that.
Under promise, over deliver.
No doubt. And so I over promised and I under delivered.
Yeah.
But that's what we do as humans. We take it as a personal affront and we push. Why are you shaking your head at me, Grandy?
Because the Niners would not let Brock Purdy make that decision.
He absolutely has a voice in the room. They don't know what he's feeling.
They just signed him to however many million dollars.
Grandy.
They're not going to be so flippant with that.
Grandy, check this out. Let's do a mock conversation, okay? Brock Purdy has at what was called a variant of turf toe, right?
Yep.
Variant of turf toe. Yep. He takes 2 weeks off. The Niners win both games. They're 3-0. And he comes to the team and the medical staff, and they're like, how are you doing? Like, I can still feel it, but I feel pretty good. I can go. Are you sure? I can go. Well, can you practice? Yes, I'm going to practice. All right. You're practicing full on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Are you good? How does this feel? How does it feel when I do that? How does it feel when I do that? Yep, doc, it feels good. How the hell are they supposed to know? How is that doctor supposed to be like, nope, he's out? Why? Because the internet and WebMD told me that he's supposed to still be out.
You said that he could still feel it. It's what you said, that you're pretending to be Brock there. And you say, yeah, it feels good, but I can still feel it.
He can still feel it now.
I say, all right, Brock, we're 3-0. We have a quality backup quarterback. We just won our second division game in the first 3 weeks. Brock, no, you're not playing yet.
And he's out for the year.
And he's probably going to be out for the year anyway.
No, he's not. I bet you right now.
He's missed 2 months.
You want to put some money on it that he plays this year?
He's probably going to play.
Okay.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Like, again, if we're going to play in the NFL, I can still feel it. Nobody's playing football anymore. Nobody's playing.
You know it's different with the quarterback.
You also know, though, that that player has a voice in the room. You got to tell people what you're feeling. And if you go out there and practice and make the throws, remember, Mac Jones's legacy here in this town was not what it was at that point. 16-15 over the Cardinals. Some people wanted to show up Monday and be like, he's cooking. Okay, he's cooking. He's getting sacked in the end zone. 16-15, like, yeah, they wanted to get their guy back. Is that so crazy? Is that crazy?
No.
I know it's no fun when you don't have somebody to take it out on.
It's crazy.
Anyway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.